Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Suzanne Paling's here, too. Suzanne's one of our favorite folks in the Brain Trust. We love having her on the show. She's forgotten more about how to mount a sales team and a sales management organization and take it to market than most of us will ever know. She's one of the leaders on the planet, probably in the galaxy in that area. She's got many years of experience starting right out of elementary school, and she's a syndicated writer. She's the author of two of my favorite books, the best books on sales leadership I've ever seen, The Sales Leader's Problem Solver. I think that's the new one. And then The Accidental Sales Manager, A Survival Guide. I love that one too. Suzanne, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me on, as always.
We love having you on the show, Suzanne, because you know I'm a grizzled old commission salesman, Suzanne. I know what it's like to take a kit bag to the marketplace and bring home the bacon from nothing, from drop dead nothing, you know, zero contact to bringing home a contract. I know about that, and we got all these people out there trying to make a living in the marketplace, and I really worry that they're not prepared on too many levels. I was saying telling the audience, Suzanne, before you got here, if I could indict and convict and sentence small businesses for anything, it would be lack of training of their salespeople. What do you think?
I agree with you, especially, and I know we're going to talk about it this morning, product training.
Yeah. Well, tell us why product training. I mean, most people would say, I train my people on products. That's what we sell. Of course I train them on that. But what are they doing wrong?
There's a couple things. When I speak with presidents, CEOs, owners, particularly of small companies, they will talk to me about their frustration with the sales rep's level of product knowledge. And I'll start to dig a little bit and ask about how product training takes place. And mostly, Jim, it's an exhausting, intensive overload at the very, very beginning of the rep's tenure, and then nothing after that. And this leads to a culture of intimidation because the rep's been locked in a room with the engineer or the president or the product manager for a week, and they feel like they should know everything about the product. They've been told everything, and now they can't ask for follow-up training.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's a good point. Because one of the things that happens is when you're learning something in the beginning, it's a fire hose thing, right? I mean, you're getting all this stuff in. It's not in context, right? Because you haven't taken it to market yet. And this would even be if you're an existing salesperson and you're adding a new product or a new strategy or something like that. In the beginning, it's not in context, and until you road test it, until you take it out, this is why the companies you and I know who really do well, the larger companies, when they bring somebody on, say, in sales, they let them go to the field for a little bit. Green is a gourd. They bring them back. They train them. Then they send them back out again in the field. Then they bring them back and they train them again. They might go through three training sessions in the first 18 months. What do you think?
Oh, I agree. You cannot become a product expert all at once. It doesn't matter if you spend a week in a room doing nothing else. It's impossible. Mm-hmm. It takes being out in the field. It takes making mistakes. It takes having successes. It takes some anecdotal information and experience.
Customer feedback, pushback.
Everything. And picture the poor sales rep. They've got to learn how to leave a good voicemail, to craft a good email. They need to learn what objections they're going to face.
Right.
If they're new to the company, the CRM's probably new to them, and they have to learn how to operate the coffee maker if they're in the office.
And where so the bathroom is, and find the bathroom.
It's where the bathroom
that.
Is, you know, how to get the key off the wall, and all the kinds of things you need to know. And they get this intensive training, and then the company just kind of turns their back on them.
Yeah. Yeah, and then what happens? Why. And then what happens is, too many times, the salesperson goes out and does what I call the dump truck act. They just back their dump truck full of all this stuff, and they just dump it on the desk of the customer, of the prospect. And
because
and,
it's all they know.
Yeah, and so I really think there's a lot to be said for context. And wouldn't that be a really good word to use? When we're thinking about how about the process of training salespeople, help what you know, help them with what you want them to learn, with what's important to you as a company and you think is important to you as a to your customers. Help them to learn that and put it in place in context with the real world, not your sterile training room. What do you think?
I agree with you completely. And you really need to see the product or service in the customer's place of business.
Yeah.
You need to see it on their computer, or you need to see it happen in their place of business and watch how they do things and how they interact with it before you can fully move on. So I have a suggestion.
Okay.
For making this a little bit easier. And this works for a small company that might be budget challenged. Get on a whiteboard or if you know, or have a video conference, whatever you're doing, and write 30, 60, 90 across the top. And in the other column, put the products. And then start thinking about what it is the sales rep needs to know and could retain during those first 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
Then do that same exercise for 60.
Are you suggesting we don't give them everything? We just sort of we meter it out a little bit?
I am indeed suggesting that.
Okay.
Because they can't retain it. Mm-hmm. Or they retain it in kind of a slipshod manner. So think about what are the basics of your product, what would be good to know at 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then think about them in the job 30, 45 days, whatever the case may be. What should they need to know at the 60th day mark?
But you know what, Suzanne? What we got to get, we got to go to a break here. But what we got to do is get these small companies, to even accept the concept that they need a multiple stage training process. Folks,
I agree. We can
believe
chat about that.
It's in Suzanne's books. If you want to learn more about it, you can let her help you. Suzanne Paling, and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame, 20 after. I'll be right. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.